This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. All this week here at the Texas Standard, you've been hearing Unidentified, how kids can age out of Texas foster care without documentation. Becky Fogel and I teamed up to report these stories. We talked to young people who have aged out. We talked to lawmakers, to researchers, attorneys, advocates, a Texas Supreme Court justice, and we also talked to foster parents. And it was one foster mom who told us about the crucial role played by her children's attorney ad litem in getting their documentation. The attorney ad litem she talked about no longer works in that role. She is now judge with the 459th Civil District Court in Travis County, and her name is Maya Guerra Gamble. Judge Guerra Gamble, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, Joy. I'm happy to be here.
Can you talk about your experience while working in the foster care system? Why can some children age out without documentation?
Well, there are a number of different reasons. The challenges facing children who aren't adopted when they turn 18 are extensive. Some of them don't want, if they've been in the system a long time, they don't want to talk to their attorney anymore.
I see.
They don't want to talk to their caseworker. And so things can fall through the gaps there.
So when we were interviewing this mom, she described you as ferocious. And I was wondering, well, is it a compliment? Is it not? But why is it necessary to be ferocious when tracking down these documents?
Well, I don't know that you have to. Ferocious sort of implies a little bit of aggression. I think you do need to be persistent and diligent. Some of the documents, like a birth certificate, can be very hard to come by. When children show up, their parents may not have any of their documentation. And in the normal course of a Child Protective Services case, we may not need their actual original birth certificate. So at the end of a case, the caseworker is going to have to go and get it. Some caseworkers are better at getting documents than others. Some have higher caseloads, some lower, some are more diligent, understand the necessity better than others. The kids themselves might move around. Teenagers in particular, if they are not in a stable placement somewhere they want to be, they're more likely to take off and be hard to find to get them those documents.
But whether a child leaves the system or not, the law requires the FBS to provide these documents when the child turns 16. And we're talking about birth certificates, social security cards, state issued IDs. So what happens even if the child runs away?
If they run away, nothing happens. The CPS caseworker isn't going to even bother to go and pay the money to get the documents because there's no one to give them to, or they just stay in the file. And to be honest with you, I don't know what CPS does with them when they close their file if a child has run away and turned 18.
And just to be clear, we invited DFPS to come and talk to us. They cooperated with our story, but they declined to do a taped interview. So in a statement, they told us that a child can return whenever they want and collect these documents. Not everybody knows that, of course, so
yes,
it's complicated.
And honestly, children who age out of care are not well equipped to advocate for themselves. It's a lot of steps for a kid who, if they have aged out without care, they may not have graduated high school. They may be back with their original family that may or may not be in a place to offer them that kind of structured support. And so if at least they've got their birth certificate, their social security card, their ID card, they can go and get a job, do something like join the military if they want to, rent an apartment, buy a car.
They cannot join the military without identification.
Exactly.
Right.
So there are a lot of things that a person needs to be able to do for themselves as an adult that are essentially impossible without identification. I helped a child once whose name had been legally changed during his case. He aged out. He didn't have any proof of that. He had just heard about me as a lawyer, and pro bono I went and helped him. I had to do a lot of extra work behind the scenes just to get him something that he should have been entitled to.
Judge, what got you interested in helping these children?
When I went to law school, I wanted to do something good with it. And when it's done right, our CPS system does that incredibly well. We get in, we help families that are at risk or on the edge, and we make them stronger and safer for their children to go home. And that's what I loved about it.
We've been hearing a lot from listeners, and their question is, what can I do?
Well, my suggestion would be to consider becoming foster parents. There is a great need for foster parents who truly want to temporarily help out children and families in need and make them stronger who aren't necessarily looking to change their own family makeup.
Judge Maya Guerra Gamble of the 459th District in Travis County, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Our series is at texasstandard.org/unidentified. You are listening to the Texas Standard.